Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Okay, how are you, Dr. Copen?
I'm good. John, now I'm going to have to listen to the podcast. You got me hanging on the joke of the month now.
Yeah, right. And it was a pretty good month, too. Marge had her three favorite jokes, but they weren't mine. So then I dug up some jokes and I thought, what about these? A discussion ensued, and I think we settled on the dog joke, which was pretty good. So WGNradio.com a little later on today, Doctor.
I'm ready to go. Better that than to worry about some of the other things we have today.
Wouldn't it be weird, though, if, like, you're there at the hospital or the doctor's offices and you go by that little office where they squeeze the doctors in and he's sitting there reading speed jokes and you're like, dude, we got a patient in room 8. Let's go.
Cardiac arrest in room 8 and you're doing speed jokes, right? And can't have that.
You know, when you do that walk through...
That sounds like an episode of one of the TV medicine shows, I think.
Well, they do have one that's set on a cruise ship now. And it's sort of like Emergency meets the Love Boat. And everything that could go wrong in a surgical theater or in an operating room happens on this boat.
Oh, is this Dr. Odyssey? I think I saw a commercial for this, Jeff.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And I think Don Johnson, I heard, is the captain of the boat. I mean, it's worth watching it just for that.
One of our listeners is watching it, and they said, it's worth watching just to push Don off the boat. But I want to ask you a question about all of this, and then I got some other obvious questions in the news. But do you all get a break during a day? Because when you do go to the doctor's office, it seems like it's appointment, and we don't want to wait. We want you to work on us right now. Do doctors have a little quiet time during the day?
Yeah, we try hard to schedule in some quiet time. You know, certainly a lunch break for docs that are seeing patients all day long. And then we try to schedule some downtime both in the morning and the afternoon for people at clinic all day long. It's hard if let's say you start at 8 and you go to 5, that's a long time, and you want to stay sharp and you want to be able to give what you need to each of your patients. So you need a little bit of downtime to decompress.
You told us that the CDC, last week we were talking about the CDC expanding COVID vaccine recommendations. And I thought you had a few things to say about that we didn't get to. Can you expand on that today, Doc?
Yeah, we expected this, John, and I'm glad that CDC did this. We know that people who are older, and we can start at 65, but certainly 75 and older, and people who have chronic medical illnesses that include some issues with their immune system are going to benefit from getting the COVID vaccine more than once a year. So last week, CDC came out and said people like that can get it every 6 months. I think it's a great idea. We have enough experience now with the COVID infection, our understanding of the virus, which is COVID, and the vaccinations to be able to state that for people who are at risk of getting really sick, should they get a COVID infection, not only staying up to date with the COVID vaccine, but getting it twice a year makes a lot of sense, and it really is the desirable way to go. So CDC came out and said, yes, that should be the recommendation, and I strongly, strongly support that statement.
I got a couple of other stories I wanted to ask you about. James Van Der Beek has revealed a colon cancer diagnosis. He's a star from Dawson's Creek. He's 47 years old. 47 years old, colorectal cancer. Is that young? Is there an age in which that's most likely to occur?
We used to say that over the age of 50. So the recommendation in the past to have colon cancer screening, and what people most commonly do is a screening colonoscopy, that should begin at the 50th year. Last year, though, the recommendation changed. Because there's been a lot of colon cancer diagnosed exactly in James' age group, the 45 to 50 group, The recommendation now is to start colon cancer screening for the general population, meaning those people without additional risk factors, at the age of 45. So we're starting to do that. I mean, it's a big change after many years at 50. But Jen, I don't know if you recall, but several months ago, we had a discussion about how certain cancers are being diagnosed now at younger and younger ages.
Yep.
And colon cancer is one of those. We don't know why. There's lots of theories why that is, but we really don't know why. And I believe that this recommendation to start colon cancer screening at 45 makes sense because of the change in the epidemiology, the age at which this disease is starting to be seen.
Do you think it's environment or diet? I mean, clearly our environment is changing and our diet isn't great in this country.
Yeah, it's such a good question. We don't know. And is it most things in medicine, it's probably a combination of environment and diet and genetics and who knows what else. This, though, is... I think, Jen, this is a good example of how the way we think about screening tests for cancer, in this case colon cancer, need to change every once in a while, not because we made an error, but because things do change. And we know the incidence of this cancer is changing. It's becoming younger and younger. So let's start doing this at 45 so we can pick up people in an early stage when it's easier to cure them.
Well, I don't see any reason not to, that's for sure. We're talking to Dr. Jeffrey Copen from Northwestern Medicine. He is Lake Forest Hospital. He's the chief medical officer there. You were talking about colon cancer, doctor. Is there any relationship between that and prostate or other cancers? If I get one, am I more inclined or likely to get another?
Yeah, there are some familial syndromes where... the genetics are such that colon can be associated with other types of cancer. And also, Jen, once a person has one type of cancer, we know that they can be at risk for other types of cancers. We don't know why, usually.
Yeah.
So we just redouble our efforts to be meticulous in the way that we screen for the other cancers.
Mary had a question for you, doctor. Go ahead, Mary. You're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Hi, my husband's in his late 50s, and he was scheduled for his regular, 10-year colonoscopy. And then, so that order was put in the system. And then over the weekend, he had abdominal pain, and he was diagnosed with diverticulitis. And so when I was making the colonoscopy appointment at one medical center, they said, oh, well, now with that, we're not going to... he'd have to see a GI guy. We're not going to put him under anesthesia before a GI guy clears him. And then I called a different medical system, and they said, it's just up to your primary care doctor. And he has an infection. He had high white blood cells, so they put him on antibiotics in the ER. And he's following up with his primary care doctor next week. But that concerns me that there may be different medical systems with different philosophies.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if you have any guidance.
Sure.
If you got diagnosed with diverticulitis,
Diverticulitis can be nasty, Mary. But the good news is they can treat them as an outpatient, it seems. So that's good. People with diverticulitis, particularly their first episode, was this his first episode, your husband?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So. Even if it wasn't time for him to have a colonoscopy, we always want to do a colonoscopy when somebody's diagnosed for the first time with diverticulitis. We want to wait for the diverticulitis to settle down. There's a lot of inflammation in his colon. That's why it's uncomfortable. So we want the inflammation to settle down. So that's typically 4 to 6 weeks. And at that point, it's safe to go ahead and do a colonoscopy. And I suspect that's what he'll hear from his primary care physician. So I'd wait a couple of months, let the diverticulitis totally settle down, and then it's safe to go ahead and have the colonoscopy.
On that note, we have to end. I hope that helps, Mary. Good luck to you. Feel free to reach Out back again to us, Dr. Jeffrey Copen is the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. Doc, I hope you can join us next week.
Looking forward to it, John. Everybody take good care. Bye-bye.